I'm not a gynecologist, and so I'm not. I don't know that data is out there that somebody has can say the science says exactly that. But that's been my experience.
I have a bomb ass pussy.
Sorry, finger slipped.
You know, I put bomb ass at the top of this page because that drop is that's going to be with me for a long time, I suspect.
Welcome to Dr. Drew After Dark. Please be advised that Dr. Drew After Dark may contain sexually oriented content and be unsuitable for young children.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Dr. Drew After Dark. That number, of course, 818-253-1693 for all those great voice messages. And look at all the emails I have in front of me here, drdrewafterdark@gmail.com. And do not forget the merch, which will be expanding, store.ymhstudios.com. Where's my Rational Revolution cup?
You drank out of it yesterday.
Next show. I want it around me all the time. I love it so much.
You want it in you.
I don't want it in me. Oh my God, are we starting off rough already? So we're gonna visit some cool guys today. We're gonna visit some relationship issues, some lady issues, whatever Nadav means by that. I don't know. Do you know? What do you mean by that?
I mean, I just kind of saw what the files were called, and I just put them into a folder.
Can we start? I've got some love and sex stuff I want to get into in a few minutes, but I'm so intrigued by the lady issues. Do you mind starting off with a little bit of that?
Yeah, I can't wait to get judged on what I cycled into this.
I can't either, so.
actually, this one's a fun one.
Hi, Drew and guests. I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. I am a 37-year-old female, and I was talking to a girlfriend yesterday, and she informed me that during her annual exams, her doctor gives her an anal exam as well. And at my age, I've been going to having annuals done for 21 years, and that's never happened to me. And I did a poll on Instagram that 82% of the people I know said it has never happened to them as well. So I Googled it and seen some doctors prefer it, but can you tell us why anyone would do that and if that's pretty normal or not?
Yes.
Thank you, Drew. Piss on me, BB.
Of course.
Coming up in May.
Thank you. So, Nadav, well done. Well selected. This is a lady issue question.
Right?
And it is interesting that this has come up recently. And by the way, it's odd the way she is saying, annual and anal sound exactly the same when she talks during the annual exam. It's like, okay, all right. She means during her pelvic exam where she, you know, people don't even know what pelvic exams are for. So let me sort of talk about what they're about. So the doctor is scraping the surface of the cervix, particularly the endocervical canal. I've sent pictures of cervixes up here before. And the hole in the middle, oh yeah, you're just going to show us a pelvis. All right. And so that's the really important stuff because that's where HPV does its thing and can cause precancerous cells or cancerous cells. And that's where cancer gets going in the entrance to the uterus, the part that's outside the body in the vagina, which is outside the body, poking in there called the cervix. And it can, of course, can head on upstream and then you got a big problem. So the other thing the doctor will do is put his or her hands in the vagina and up on the abdomen to feel the ovaries, the tubes, and the uterus, make sure it moves normally, make sure it's not painful, make sure it's normal size, make sure there's no masses in there. And so this is the part she's asking about. When I was in training, you know, this came up just the other day on the Trash Tuesday show. Isn't that interesting? Do you know that show?
I mean, yeah, at this point it was probably a few weeks ago, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was several weeks ago. But I'm just saying, oddly, it came up.
Yeah, Trash Tuesday is great.
Yeah. And I'm forgetting everybody's name. What is the
Kalilah,
Annie, which is Bobby Lee's,
Esther,
Annie in the middle.
Annie Letterman.
Yeah, Annie was the one that brought this up, and she thought she had been sexually abused by her doctor. That it was just such a weird thing, and I started thinking about all these stories of doctors doing weird stuff to patients. That I've always wondered if they were trained to do some of these things, and it just sort of evolved into something else. But when I was in training, and I brought this up to Annie, first of all the gynecologists were misogynistic. That was the first thing I noticed when I got to a GYN rotation. They were harsh. They talked shit about women. They seemed to hate their patients.
The pussy doctors are dicks?
And they were all males at that time. Now, it's all shifted a lot, and there was a big movement to shift it at the time. But that was sort of shocking to me that when I first got there. So I thought they're sort of mistreating their patients, which was weird. And we were trained categorically that you had not finished the pelvic exam if you had not put what's the bowling ball thing called?
Bowling ball holes.
The you know, the two in the this and the one in the that.
Two in the pink, one in the
yeah. They told us that we had to put the middle finger had to go in the anus and the index finger went in the vagina, and you literally pulled along the septum to see if there were any masses in there, which happens about 1 in 100 million cases.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to make 100 million women really uncomfortable to detect something you probably miss anyway. The only thing I can think of that occurs in there is a sarcoma or an abscess or something, which just doesn't happen. So we were trained like you didn't finish the exam till you did this. And so early in my career, I was always doing that because I was so beaten into me to do it. And I started thinking about it probably a couple years into practice. And thinking, well, why are we doing this? You know, some, you know, 65-year-old woman who wants a pelvic exam. It's just ridiculous. Now, for the female, if you did an anal exam, it sort of makes sense if you're worried about, you can feel the ovaries a different way back there, and you can test the stool for blood and things. But the point is that I could see why Annie felt violated by this. It's a bizarre thing that they stopped doing. So back to our 37-year-old's question. It's not done so much anymore. It was hammered into some physicians' training.
Ooh.
It's not really necessary, and I think it's a bizarre old. I just think about that doctor doing physical therapy through the vagina. You know, that guy that got in trouble for the what he was doing to the U.S. gymnastics team. It's the same kind of nonsense.
Oh, I didn't even know that he tried to justify that.
Oh, I don't know what his defense was. I just know he was doing physical therapy through the vagina. I'm not saying it was good or bad. I'm not saying anything.
Really,
I'm
just cool saying, gymnast.
I think
coach.
That's what he maybe thought he was doing or something. Who knows?
But I mean, in regards to what Annie said, like if there's a gyno that's getting up in your ass, then they're probably old school and maybe
yes.
get an old a newer.
Yes,
gyno.
I think that's a great way to frame it. Yes, I think that's true. That is sort of old school, unnecessary. There are many other kinds of testing you can do now that's much more accurate than
yeah.
that.
And actually, let me ask you, when you said that you heard that, OBGYNs are like kind of notorious assholes.
Like, back then, this is 45 years ago.
But like, where's that come from? Because like, I remember hearing from some like women that I'm friends with that are like, oh yeah, like there's some gynos out there that think they know your vagina like way better than you, and what you think is a problem is absolutely not a problem.
I think that there was a time, I don't know, because it's not from my generation of physicians, that doctors were sort of frustrated or overwhelmed or something, and they kind of took it out on the patients in some weird way. Or wow. I don't know. It was sort of it wasn't in all disciplines when I was doing my rotations and things. I just noticed it in gynecology. It might have been just the university I was at too.
Hmm.
You know, it doesn't have to have been all things. Annie, you cool today? You seem to be tired.
Am I cool today?
You look like you were somewhere else.
Oh, I'm just switching, man. I'm paying attention to the show.
You're somewhere else, yeah.
No,
so,
I'm paying attention to the show.
This is an issue. You could see us way too well now.
Well, yeah, I know. I noticed everyone was sort of in a weird mood this morning.
No, it's not that. It's just most of the time you're just in a room unable to see us.
No,
this,
no.
This is us working.
Oh, no. I walked in there and I could feel it. I thought, I wonder what that is. Not bad, but just different.
Different.
And like somebody had chewed you guys out or something. That's what it felt like to me. Somebody,
no, I did
somebody
have a
dressed
late,
you down.
I had a late night gambling. I think that's
well, that was the other thing
time.
I thought. Either they're high, they're late last night, something like
what
that.
What is this? You think we just come into work high?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we don't.
Yeah. Well, that's not what any just goes, yeah. you're protesting, and he's like, yeah, I've got a point.
I was shaking my head, man. You tripping, bro.
I am. No, I could well be.
He's disagreeing. He's like, yeah, dude, I come into high to work
no,
every
guys,
day, dude.
Listen, I had a whole conversation with myself. I thought, even Zolo seemed a little bit. Is he in there still?
Yeah, Zolo's there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Zolo, are they telling me the truth?
Yeah.
Because everyone seemed a little subdued, and I'm not used to you guys being that way. And it might be this new environment and stuff. I have no problem accepting that I'm wrong. And it could
I'll
be absolutely
that
nothing.
You're wrong as well.
And it could be absolutely nothing. But I had a whole discussion with myself whether I was going to even bring it up. But I noticed it. I noticed that, like, I'm usually pretty good about this stuff. I noticed something. And I tell you, I will accept categorically you were up late. That would have no problem, you know, late night gambling. Perfect.
Yeah, we both agree with that.
Okay.
So I was definitely up late gambling.
All right. So that fits. So that's it. So we're done. But why Zolo? Is he gambling with you too? Or was he just responding to you?
I was up late too.
Okay. What was he doing?
Hanging out, having fun.
Porn. Right?
Yeah. All night.
Yeah. Man, I like that laugh.
You are projecting like crazy here, Drew. What did you do last night, homie?
Went and saw Nikki Glaser's comedy. It was fucking fantastic. She put so much comedy into an hour and 50 minutes. I couldn't believe it. I went over after her. Yeah. I go, dude, what? You don't have to do that much. I felt like to talk where you're getting a lot for your money. I was like, geez, she put so much shit in there. But you know what? But
a Jew could really value that value that you're getting in that.
Yeah, yeah. And we'd recently seen Christina stuff and Chase's stuff, and it was great. I'm loving seeing all this comedy. But soon to see Santino and Bobby.
You saw them last night also, or you seen them tonight?
Tonight.
Sick.
And so my point, though, about Nikki is she was saying stuff that you couldn't say 5 minutes ago, which I really appreciated. Christina's always said it. She has never stopped. She is, you know what I mean? That's been this, the rational revolution. And it's a rational versus emotional, and we've taken the rational route. And
it Christina, feels like we're coming back.
We're coming back. Mm-hmm. Comedy's coming back. All right, another lady question. Here we go.
Hey, Dr. Mommy.
Hey, Mommy.
It's Jay. Long-time listener.
This is a Jay lady question?
First time caller.
It's lady-themed questions.
Okay, okay,
so it's about
okay.
lady stuff.
Okay, okay, let's go.
First-time caller. I have a quick question about white. My wife, we recently got married, actually only like a month ago. She got a birth control that she tried for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to, I guess, take it every day at the same time. She'll take it every day,
yeah.
but she'll miss like an hour, and then she won't want me to come inside her. I'm really trying to bust raw, hard nuts inside my wife. And I looked it up. I think it's okay. And I've been trying to, like, convince her. I've been trying to do my due diligence. But please help me out. Is it okay to bust raw, juicy, sloppy, hard ropes inside my betrothed if she misses, like, an hour time frame in birth control? Piss on me, beat me, FGT, RTD, bye.
You can see why I put that in lady question.
Yes, I do. Yes, I see. I see. Well done. I should not question your judgment. He paints such a beautiful picture. And I like the way he goes from the ropes to the betrothed. I like that juxtaposition of language. But okay, so I don't know why your wife is so OCD about this, but as long as she takes it essentially on the same day, I mean, certainly a 6 hour, 8 hour window is fine. She's good. So you're right, my friend. You're right. But it's a great example of how people don't know how to use or can't contextualize the information that's available on the internet, right? So Jay goes on the internet and looks it up, and lo and behold, am I out of my picture or something? What am I doing?
See, this is why you can't look at us. We're having production talk.
Okay,
over here,
all right. You look like I did something. All right, you're right. You know what? You need a shade or a curtain in there.
I'd love that.
Oh my God. So back to Jay. He goes on the internet. He looks it up. It's not an easy thing to look up, and he gets the information he needs, and he's correct. He doesn't know what to do with it. He doesn't know if he should trust the information, which is good. It's good to be skeptical about information. So he still has to come here and ask, did I get that right? And he did get that right. Why your girlfriend is so – I like the fact that she's that way, because a lot of women are much more sort of loosey-goosey, so to speak, about it and, you know, kind of forget it and take it whenever. And if you're missing a day, you have to double up the next day, and your pill is not going to work the way it's supposed to. But if it's 4 hours later or 6 hours later, let's give it a six-hour window. She has a six-hour window. Let's just say that's reasonably – that's fine.
Can I So you said, like, as long as it's, like – in the day that it's supposed to do.
No, I overstate it. Let's say a 6 hour window.
Okay. So it's definitely like, hey, if you take it at 11 p.m. the night before, do not take it at 9 a.m. the next day, right?
If 9 a.m. is your normal time and you forget till 11 a.m.
No. I'm saying like 11 p.m. the day before and 11 then 9 a.m. So like 10 hours later, but it's technically the next day, but it's kind of
you want to get within 6 hours of 24 hours, let's say.
Okay.
18 to 30 in that
gotcha.
Zone. Okay. So you have like a 12-hour window, really, but it's 18 to 30 since your last pill.
Mm.
Okay. I think I don't know that that's a I'm not a gynecologist, and so I'm not. I don't know that that data is out there that somebody has confirmly can say the science says exactly that. But that's been my experience.
I have a bomb ass pussy.
Sorry, finger slipped.
You know, I put bomb ass at the top of this page because that drop is that's going to be with me for a long time, I suspect. Give me another drop, just so I know what's on the what ammunition you have there to sort of throw at me. Bladder full of cum. Oh, that's good. Yep. Give me another one.
You want more, dude?
Yeah, I do. I wonder what the hell's out there.
The penis is a sensitive organ.
Mm.
True.
Mm, true. True.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
That is medically accurate.
And it's so funny. You know, me reading emails is going to be my greatest liability, right?
Mm.
Right. Give me another lady question.
I
want a couple more lady questions before I give up on this.
Well, you have at least three.
Okay, good.
Excuse me, at most.
Oh.
Hey, Dr. Drew.
Hey.
I just have a quick question. You said you want more female submission.
Thank you.
So here's one about vaginas.
Of course.
I just want to know how truly absorbent is the vagina?
Absorbent.
I mean, you know, assholes are absorbent when people like stick alcohol up there to get drunk, but...
What?
You know, there's this whole fad right now about organic tampons and, you know, how they're all based on the premise of you don't know what in the normal tampons, they're not required to disclose what's in there.
Yeah.
So you should go with organic because you don't know what chemicals you're putting up your puss with the other ones. So, you know, how am I really getting my money's worth by spending the extra money to get the organic ones, or should I just say screw it and go with the ones I've been using most of my life? All right. Love the show. Thanks so much. Bye.
Well, thank you for the image of chemicals up the puss. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done. I love this young lady. So as we've discussed many times now, the vagina is outside the body. And let's think about this. So the lining of the vagina is essentially like your cheek. It's like the lining of your mouth, probably even a little more of a barrier than that. It's not as much of a barrier. There's not this big squamous layer that we have on skin, but what's just beneath this sort of keratin layer, this is very similar to what's in the vagina. It's a barrier. So how absorbent, yeah, did she say at the beginning something about alcohol up the puss?
She was saying how like, there, you know, there's some wild and crazy kids out there that,
putting alcohol
that
up the
suck
puss.
Their tampons
yeah.
in.
I think a lot of them are putting that up the ani. Because the rectum is an absorbing. It's designed to absorb liquid. All the colon absorbs liquid. Huh.
The south mouth doesn't absorb as much?
The south mouth. Wow. Good for you. No, it doesn't. But it does do some. I mean, think about the fact that we can take medication that we can kind of absorb through the buccal membrane, through the cheek. And so some things get through, but most things don't. They sort of have to be designed to get through. So in terms of whether it's worth it, let's just think about it this way. Think how litigious this society is. And if there was any possibility that there was anything in a tampon that was exposed to hundreds and hundreds of millions of people, you don't think lawyers would have caught on to that by now? So it seems to me that this is a marketing thing, having a natural tampon. And I don't think chemicals up the puss are actually what's happening. At least I don't think these are dangerous chemicals, certainly to the extent that they could be absorbed.
Right. There'd be a lot more ruined vaginas.
A lot more
right?
vaginal, what do we call that?
Vaginismus.
No, vaginismus is the spasm in the vagina, which we should talk. We don't talk that much about that. I used to talk about that all the time on Loveline. No? Anybody? Have you encountered a spasmodic vagina, any? In your travels?
I don't even know. You're saying like one that fucking vibrates?
No, one that is pain on penetration. A lot of pain.
Pain,
you can't penetrate. In fact, it's so spasm.
I had that once.
Ah. You had vaginismus once?
I mean, not me, but someone I was with.
And do you want to describe it to us?
Yeah, it wasn't fun for either of us.
No, of course not. But what happened?
It was just rough to even fucking
get through,
anything.
Yeah, and did you wonder what was going on? Did you know what was going on? Did she know what was going on? Was it?
No, I was just like, all right, we're going to move on to other stuff, and we didn't have sex or anything. We just had fun in other ways.
And did she say anything like, I know I have this and I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah?
No.
Well, so.
Wait, so how do you know that it was that?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm getting.
That isn't.
But the point is, she had pain and penetration, which can be a lot of different things. Mm. One of the things is vaginismus. And a lot of the things that cause pain at penetration can cause vaginismus. So it can be a multiplicity of things. For instance, women that have a lot of dryness from the birth control pills they're on, which no one ever talks about, which is the progesterone and many of the pills they use, or the shots, or even the Mirena and things like that for the IUD, can cause dryness in the vaginal lining. What women will usually present with is, I'm allergic to my boyfriend's semen. I've mentioned that here before. That's just everything's irritated because there's not enough estrogen there. And that's very, very common. But that can trigger vaginismus. Vaginismus can also be just by itself. And really the treatment these days, believe it or not, there are graduated cylinders out there you can buy to sort of open things back up. But really the treatment of choice is a physical therapist that specializes in pelvic musculature.
This sounds like that gymnast.
It does. It does indeed, but this is a little different, and it's highly specialized to all that. And men can get it too.
What does he? Does he put?
I don't know what the treatment is. We should find one. If anybody knows a pelvic physical therapist out there, there's a urologist I want to get on this show on a Zoom, and she has a whole team of physical therapists, and maybe I can get one of her physical therapists in here. Males can get this too. You know how I often talk about pubococcygeus spasm, right? When the guys complain about their taints hurting and their testes hurting and stuff. Something I had neglected to talk about that I want to alert people about right now, men, is there is physical therapy for males too. There are ways to loosen up that pelvic musculature so they don't get that's. If it really bothers you, there is treatment out there for that. So there's that. All right, give me another lady question.
Hey, Dr. James and the Booth Boys. I have noticed the increase in asking lady questions, so here is a truly lady question for you.
Thank you.
I have noticed, in my late 20s, early 30s, now I'm a little older, that my periods have just gotten, out of control. I always used to think women were, exaggerating about the cramps and the pain and all that, but apparently I'm just a late bloomer. I don't know. Is this fairly common? Is this just me? Something I need to talk to my guy about? I don't know.
Yes, please.
Any advice would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah. She sounds so exasperated. Is this me? Did she say how old she was? I didn't quite hear that. She said it came later, but she didn't really talk about what age, really.
Right.
So any change in your period should be evaluated. Bottom line, if you were one of these people that had light, regular periods and all of a sudden they're heavy, irregular, that is something oftentimes. And that something could be as simple as your sleep change or your appetite, your weight changes or your workout patterns change. Some women periods are sensitive. Some are like a atomic clock, right? Some are just very set and that's just the way it goes. But others can be sensitive to all kinds of things. And the more significant problem is you could be having, medication reaction. You could be having ovarian cyst. You could be having, polycystic ovarian syndrome. You could have infections. You could have endometriosis. It's a million different things can cause these periods to become abnormal. And it's a sign. And you get it evaluated. It can be nothing, too. It can be just nothing, just one of those things. Let's put it this way. It has some explanation, but the explanation is not medically meaningful, so it sort of goes under nothing. I'm sorry you're having that experience. Dysmenorrhea.
Charlie, eat your pussy.
It's called menometrorrhagia and dysmenorrhea. Those are very fancy words. This is something I was talking about a couple shows ago, which is how we used to shroud everything. This is back to early gynecology again. Everything was shrouded in Latin terms. Even the term, you ever heard the term venereal disease?
Yeah.
Yeah.
VD.
Yeah. It was just the word venereal. It sounds like a sin, right?
And then does that
sounds like vaginal? A venal sin?
Is that
venereal? Well, you should look it up. I don't know what the Latin translation is, but the point is all of the sexual functioning was shrouded and enshrouded in these weird Latin terms. I think to keep people sort of out of it, related to sexual desire and sexual intercourse.
Oh yeah, but it's not related to just women specifically.
Oh no, it just means sexually transmitted diseases, and they changed the terminology. Because it was so odd and weird, and it was sort of, when I was first doing Loveline, I was like, oh my God, I'm 24 years old, I've seen all this stuff now clinically, and I have all this information. There is no reason a 17-year-old shouldn't have this information to understand it. The other weird thing back then was that the world sort of thought that you didn't dare talk to adolescents about these things because it would make them want to have sex. It's like, what? Believe me, they're already there, and it's material that's really easy to understand. It's not complicated. It's not integral calculus. You know what I mean? It's just menometrorrhagia, painful irregular periods. Thank you. Okay, got it. Okay,
got it.
One more, ladies.
Hey, Dr. Drew. I am calling because I am a 25-year-old who had my first child last December, so he just turned one. And I had a unmedicated home birth, a water birth, and I didn't have any tearing or anything that needed stitches. But ever since I had my son, I have just had weird problems peeing. Like, I'll feel like I have to pee really bad, and my bladder will be full. But then when I sit on the toilet, it, like, doesn't just come out. And a lot of times, like, I have to push, and I know that I shouldn't push. And I know that it's not good for my pelvic floor or my bladder or whatever, but I just don't know what to do. And no, I have not been to a doctor for this, but things go a little weird down there. So could I have damaged my bladder or my pelvic floor, I guess, like during birth, and it still just hasn't healed itself? I don't know. Just let me know. Anyways, I love you. That I'm coming up in May, and butthole.
Hell yeah.
Listen to that, young lady. So good for you. I mean, my goodness, that's a lot to go through, water birth and all this. I don't want to say this too emphatically, so don't, I don't know how else to say this. And this is not to be sort of dramatic, but it's sort of impossible not to damage your pelvic musculature and your bladder when you're having a vaginal birth, right? And one of the most common sort of phenomenon that develops later are cystocele and rectocele. So the floor, the vaginal wall sort of caves in on itself from having been kind of stretched out. And so my bet is that something has changed in the architecture or angle, and you may have stretched some of the musculature in there, the sort of bladder neck musculature that has to kind of release in order for the bladder to empty. You need to see a urologist. I don't think a gynecologist would quite be adequate to do this, but maybe your gynecologist can. But there are medications. You're very right not to push, because you know that puts a lot of stress on the bladder, and then you can get an overactive bladder from that, and then you can make this, whatever this architectural problem is in the pelvic floor, worse. So yes, you have an issue here. Yes, it is from the vaginal birth, but it's just so common to get all kinds of stuff from that. I mean, that it's funny that when I was when we were having kids, our gynecologist would kept saying he preferred cesarean sections for his patients because it preserved the vagina, right? Women,
pretty
women.
Cool.
He called himself the chairman of the Vaginal Preservation Society. But yeah, it was funny, but not. And you have, you know, something, a bowling ball comes down your vaginal canal, it's going to have consequences. And those consequences really bear out when you're older. And so the older women that I see all the time have tons of problem with this stuff. I mean, universally, just is the way it is. And I don't know, women.
There's no way to avoid it? I mean, just, other than with a C-section?
I maybe some women are lucky and don't get some of this stuff. But
just Kegels look, throughout your entire life,
no,
or something?
Look up a cystocele.
Oh boy!
Yeah, it's cystocele. Cystocele, coele. Seal. There it is. There you go. You can kind of see it. Those are diagrams of it. They're not very dramatic. They're more dramatic when you see it on a pelvic exam.
Prolapsed bladder cystus. Oh, so there's like a little reservoir?
There's something sort of falling down into the vagina. You see that?
Oh, I see. And then it clogs this.
It doesn't clog it so much. It just makes everything it makes the bladder not work right primarily. But go look cystocele on pelvic exam. See if we can get an actual what the doctor is looking at. There you go. There we go. Again. We're challenging YouTube's ability to tolerate.
No, we're not, because that's going to be blurred.
Really? Well, you can see it. Let's try another one. See what else is in there. Well, there's a picture.
Here we go.
Yeah, that's just a diagram.
This is a nice diagram.
That is kind of what it looks like. That thing on the right, pelvicguru.com. That's hysterical.
It's like a balloon inside.
Well, it's that thing you saw, that pouch you saw falling into the vagina. That's the vaginal wall you're looking at there. But and she may have something like that going on. It's pretty, pretty common. So. All right, the other thing that we're going to talk about today is cool guys. And I also want to talk about love and sex addiction. Let's do some cool guy stuff.
Yeah, let's do a little bit of cool guy. Like voicemail sandwich with a cool guy as the meat.
All right. A little cool guy stuff.
So this is the alpha cool guy giving dating advice to other cool guys and see how it resonates.
Is this the one I've seen before? Are there a couple of these guys?
I don't think you've seen this guy
yet. Okay, all right.
Not to give you a hard time. Sure. You know who hits on people? Betas. Okay? Betas do. You know what alphas do? They just win. That's it. They're just like, they just win. They don't need to do, it's just like, what's up? And then it's just on. It's on by default. So it doesn't need to be articulated. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's just like, hey. And then it's done. It's like, if it's like, yeah, right? It's like, you know, like when your significant other comes to you and they're like, no, babe, they didn't hit on me. So it's okay. We're going to hang out, right? You're like, it's over. Right, you know what I'm saying, right? No, it's like if they're like, no, he's hitting on me, then you know nothing's gonna happen, right? Because betas hit on people.
Oh, he's so lovable. He's such a good guy. He is a cool dude. Doesn't have cool guy teeth. This guy's how he is dressed is just weird and gross.
Yeah, he's read the game.
And you're supposed to when the women come up and go, what's with that shirt? You're supposed to go, I just like it. And I don't see him doing that, by the way. I don't see him doing that.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I feel like when you're in like high school, maybe early college, you're like, oh, this is the fucking Bible of picking up chicks.
Well, it does work, the game, but it's mind control manipulation bullshit.
But you kind of grow out of it as you realize how kind of shallow it is, and it doesn't look like this guy has.
No, I know. I can't believe people sit and listen to this guy. That's the part I find extraordinary.
People pay to listen to this guy.
Oh, my goodness.
He's giving a seminar.
What is that? Help me understand, people. Why do people... What, Annie, would you go sit in a seminar for anything, let alone how to pick up a woman?
Because betas hit on people.
Would I go to watch this guy?
Anything.
Yeah, I would go there. It's like a comedy show, yeah.
You're like, this shit doesn't work.
No, all he was saying, he's saying that shit that like, and the reason why people will listen is because people are desperate. Like,
yeah,
especially
I know.
Guys.
I know.
So many guys that don't know what the fuck to do and never have.
You're right.
Especially guys that don't grow up with like a role model, a male role model, tell them that all the dumb things they're doing are not even close to what work. So then they'll flock to
it's
these
sad.
Fucking dudes.
It's sad. But
don't
what
say
about,
anything.
But there are seminars for everything these days.
Of
you
course,
know?
Yeah.
And I can't imagine sitting in any of them. Is there anything you would go see?
Well, you're not desperate, I don't think.
Well, no, I don't mean just
great point.
Relational stuff. I mean, it just seems like everyone has a seminar for something, not just relationships.
Even for business, though.
Yeah, business stuff, sales stuff.
Wouldn't you go to a business seminar to like show you how to make your own money
yes.
if you were broke?
Yes. Well, right? No, but I can understand why somebody would.
I could see myself going to one of those just to supplement, like, oh, I'd like to learn more about this just to check it out. But like, it's not like in a thirsty.
What could we do?
How's your money doing, fam? You need some help?
What could the three of us do? What kind of seminar could we put on, gentlemen?
What kind of seminar?
Yeah.
What kind of seminar would we put on?
Yeah, three of us. If we were to put one on,
how to live optimally.
How to live optimally?
How to lose at poker.
The Dove's out. Annie, you and I. You and I. How to live optimally. I'm intrigued now. See, I'd go to see that. But how do you live optimally?
Yeah, I mean, all these diets and people that are talking about, what are you doing? Why are you wasting your time controlling what you want to eat? That's not what you want to do, right? You want to eat what you want to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we're going to do is eat what we want to eat and just stay thin. How? Willpower. Willpower, baby.
I wish it were like that.
Live optimally.
I wish it were like that.
You can be optimal like me.
So wait.
All you have to do is believe. All you have to do is believe in yourself.
What do you mean by willpower, though? It's you just eat whatever you want to eat, and you just...
If you gain weight, you are allowing that weight to be gained.
Nadav?
I don't understand.
Live like that. Follow Annie's advice for about 3 weeks. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Nadav.
I'm terrified to live in Annie's head.
He can't. He doesn't have the willpower. He doesn't have the willpower.
The way Annie lives just fucking gives me anxiety.
Like, give me an example.
Like, he eats 2 full pizzas every day and nothing happens to his body. That's just, he won the genetic lottery
yes.
in that
yes.
happening.
He doesn't know that, though. He thinks he's doing something.
But everything is going something. To be crashing and burning in about, within the next 2 or 3 years as his body starts catching up.
Not two or three years.
You want to know what's funny? The only thing that's ever made me gain weight. Like, I've been under 160 my entire life.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. It's called genetics.
The only thing that's ever gotten me past 160, I was at like 170, I'm going to say like 177 maybe 3 weeks ago or something.
Mm.
Weed.
So what you're saying to me, what I hear.
Eat when you smoke?
No. Yeah.
I eat the same when I smoke.
You think you do.
I 100% do. It's the bro, I have the damn receipts. It's all pizza. I could just tell you, well, there's two this day, two that day I smoked weed, and I suddenly gained weight. So I'm telling you is that it turns off my head. I don't think as hard when I'm on fucking weed, so I'd be actually it also it makes me shit.
Oh.
I shit more.
Well, that's
on weed.
Interesting.
I shit more and I gain weight. I'm just saying, man. I'm not thinking as much about keeping everything the way it is, the way I want it.
I understand.
Weed chills me out. I'm like, whatever, man. I could be fat. I could be slow, dumb.
I believe that you believe this, but I'm not sure if it works like that.
I
think we need to mine this for more goods that others could benefit from. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think there's something here.
It's on by default.
He's on by default, baby.
I don't want to see that guy ever again. So he's like grosses me out.
We'll see what
all right, let's
do
see another
that.
Cool guy. Cool guy looking for a nurse. What could that be?
Oh, yeah,
a lot of cool guys
really
need
cool.
nurses. Okay. Really cool.
Heck, I'm looking for a female video gamer, Xbox video gamer that likes to listen to music, all kinds of music except classical like Mozart and Bach. Likes the vacation, likes fitness, and...
Ooh, nice teeth, dude. Yeah.
It's a nurse.
Oh.
So I'm looking for a nurse because I got a lot of medical issues.
Oh, well, that's a turn on.
What kind do you think he had? Like, is there anything you could tell just from... Like, he looks a little bloated.
God, it could be anything. Mm. I mean, who knows?
Sort of anti-inflammatory.
No, God, there's no telling. He's a little bit of thyroid, hyperthyroid eyes. You know, when he finally looked up, let's see if you can get a picture. Can you go back a little bit and see where? See how his little exophthalmos, his eyes are a little bit poking out a little bit.
Yeah, they're a little bulgy.
Could be thyroid. He's got the talk eye right there, right? He's got the cool guy teeth on the TikTok. Is this a TikTok?
I don't think so.
He's
no.
got talk eyes. He should be on TikTok. and I got to tell you, I see these and they make me so sad. How do you guys react to this guy?
Just cool as shit, dude.
See, yeah, you guys like making fun of that.
I just wish you had more willpower, you know.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. That's where I wanted to go with this. How could that guy get to be where you are, dude? I mean, how could he? I mean, think about how far down the road he. Yeah, you're like, some are hopeless.
Well, this is, I would bring this as like exhibit A, where if you don't have will, you just let yourself let life live you. This is kind of what happens, bro. You kind of turn into this dude. You got to be better than that. You gotta live life the way you want it, live life to its fullest. You have to.
So how do I reconcile your, let's put it this way. You have this great capacity to I don't want to say control yourself, but do what you want to do, let's say. Let's be present.
Mm-hmm.
How do we reconcile that with your tendency to dissociate? And how great would it be if we could help you with that? And so you'd always be present. You would never dissociate.
But who said that I wanted to be helped with dissociating? I think that's mainly people that don't think that it's, you know, good for me.
It isn't good for me.
Whoa, this is the first time I heard Drew say that something any does is not good.
Oh, no. Well, okay. It's true. That's true. It isn't in the sense that it's in the same vein as what we're talking about here. Part of what you're in control of is being fully there, fully present, fully living.
Yeah.
And dissociation is you're pulling out of it, pulling out of living, not being present. And to some extent, you don't have any control over that. Because certain stuff, if I bring up, you know, toilet drains, you start to go, and you have no control over that.
It's because
that must bother you.
Yeah, it's because I choose to go. Okay. I could stay here if I really needed to. But
all right, let's talk about
a
clown coming up out of the toilet when you're gargling and grabbing you in the asshole and pulling your colon out.
Okay.
And he's laughing
in the asshole.
And he's laughing. And he's got that crazy it face. The clown he's struggling to stay present. Mm-hmm. This is fantastic.
I'm not struggling.
But he
I'm
is.
Not struggling. Oh, I'm here. I'm right
yeah,
here.
He's
What's
in.
Up?
All right. Okay. Good. Okay. Good.
Yeah, you're right. You do have willpower.
Does it? And now that you're here with this, does it help you deal with this phobia of that stuff?
Who said anything about a phobia? No, it's not a phobia.
What is it?
I just don't want to be there.
Okay, let's call phobia equals I don't want to be there. Okay,
no,
but does it help you, the fact that we just went through this little exercise, does it reduce some of your not wanting to be there-ness around these sort of topics, do you think?
No, because I still don't like it. So it's like, why would I? The phobia to me is the difference between won't and can't. That's a phobia. It's like, I can't talk about clowns and I can't fucking go.
But you can. You can.
I will, as whatever you want to talk about, we can talk about right now. But it's like I don't want to, you know? I definitely don't want to. I have no reason to.
And I hope people enjoy this benefit as much as I do. So is there courage involved in this?
In what?
Everything we're talking about is being, well, is it cowardly to not, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking about that guy, the cool guy we just saw. He looks sad, and like you said, life rolls over him. Mm-hmm. And some of that to me feels cowardly. Not to be pejorative about him particularly, but it just feels like the opposite of courageous, right? Living fully present and doing what you want. Some sounds courageous to me. Is it?
I suppose. I guess it'd be kind of weird for me to call myself courageous, but
because why?
I think that's like it's weird to do. Like, I have courage. I don't know. It seems weird to me to say to myself.
Okay,
like that.
but
it's something people say about you, not that you say it. Like, okay. I'm the most humble person I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Some of this is so when Tom calls me, he goes, "Doesn't any need to see a therapist?" I can go, "No, he's fine. Relax." Okay. So we're just mining a little more how you work and stuff. Yeah. Nadav thinks this is the best thing ever.
Well, no, because I was laughing at just you saying maybe he doesn't need a therapist, which is like, and he definitely needs a therapist.
Willpower is my therapist.
Somebody being unique, you guys, this is why I'm so interested in this. Aside from the fact that I like Enny and he's a unique, different, interesting person, that doesn't make somebody need therapy. You know what I mean? And even engaged in behaviors where the rest of us go, how is that possible? That's his world.
But I agree.
And there's something positive to be gleaned from different.
But I'm not saying that Enny's uniqueness is the reason he needs therapy. Right. It's how he views things in weird ways is why he needs therapy.
No.
Like, I'm not opposed
because
to his uniqueness.
Things weirdly?
Yeah.
Is all this willpower stuff give you, like, it's so odd that you would dissociate at the same time, but does it give you really strong focus and attentional capacities? Like, you can really focus on shit?
I need to, absolutely, yeah.
See, attention is something that has to be trained. It's interesting. But I want to go back to Enny and therapy. The only reason, there's two reasons maybe that I bring up therapy for this young man. One is to dissociation is a primitive technique for emotional regulation. So theoretically, I'm not saying you have to be like this. I'm saying from a clinician standpoint, you want people to be regulating their emotions without relying on an old primitive technique like dissociation. There's other ways to regulate your emotions than checking out. Not passing judgment on the fact that you use it, that's fine. That's up to you. But part of what that bleeds into, and the bigger issue and the real reason I've ever even suggested therapy to you, is relational, having successful relationships. And that stuff has to get sorted out for you to be attracted to the right people and be able to stay with the right people that will make you happy. Does that make sense?
It does.
And I mean, that's what you want.
Course, I think everybody wants that.
Stable relationships?
Everybody wants that.
Well, some people like cursory and they're just fine where they're at, you know, and that's fine. But when people keep giving you shit about getting therapy, I naturally push back because people you have to want to change. You know what I mean? If you don't want to change, things are working for you, fine.
Right,
as long as you're not hurting anybody, hurting yourself. You know, and I see the relational stuff that you're into and I think, I've heard you complain a little bit. And so I think, well, this could get better. Up to you entirely.
The good news, it has. It has got better.
Good. Spending time here talking about this shit.
Sure.
Yeah. How's it gotten better?
I've been better at allowing myself to get what I want out of a woman.
I know you're in total abject denial about this, and you don't want to give this to anybody. About what I'm about to say, which is you have brought shit into the room here that you probably never had in front of you ever before. and that and that changes you. That's all. So when I say when we're because of our talking, that this is all I'm kind of talking about. What you do with it is you. You did it. Mm. But the fact that we're sort of things that you have just assumed. Remember, you've said this to me before. Like, I just thought this is how you know just everybody's like this or whatever.
Yeah, I mean the thing that started this whole thing, the shitting every 2 weeks.
That's right. Yeah. And so just bringing stuff forward is tremendously powerful. All you got to do is, I just call it bringing it into the room. When you bring stuff into the room and there's more than one person in the room and they're all kind of looking at it, it changes it. It changes it. That's how humans change.
Fair enough.
Profound, right?
Fair enough.
Look at you guys. Mm, brought you all the way around. So I'm really glad we had this conversation. I'm really glad we had it. I am because I'm not going to be able to, I'm going to do sex and love addiction next time because it dovetails into all this and it's a big topic. So this is a woman that wrote me a letter who she was trafficked and she's depressed and she's realizing she has sex and love addiction and she seems very smart. I'm going to read you her email next time and I'm going to do a whole thing on it, but it dovetails into some of this stuff. And it's not, and these guys don't have it. These guys do not have this problem, but you could easily have it if you had these issues that I'm going to talk about next time. All right, I want to see a couple more cool guys before I wrap this thing up. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I could do a video half naked, would you block me?
Yes.
Would you like me?
No.
Would you hate me?
Yes. I already hate you.
Obviously, the shoes on the other foot, you could show your butt cheeks and... you know, barely have anything covering your privates and you get 1 million likes. What do I have to do to get 1 million likes? I'm just saying. I mean, ooh. Yeah, I got a nice butt and everything else, but, you know, I don't want to put that stuff out there. And here all these girls are putting their butts and their privates out there. I mean, you got women showing them breastfeeding their kids and stuff. That's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I mean, come on, y'all. That's pretty ridiculous.
So, he does not have, that is not a cool guy. Because he doesn't have cool
guys.
This
guy's is definitely teeth. A cool guy. What
no.
are you talking about?
No.
He's got... he's an fucking polarized.
It's not just a
sunglasses.
Look, dude.
No, man. This guy is an awful guy. I'm having a real negative reaction to this guy.
What do you think
guy.
Cool means?
Cool. Most cool guys make me sad. This uh-huh. this guy does not make me sad. This
oh,
guy
makes you scared.
Really gives me the creeps. I wonder if you could. I sort of almost feel like I need to see more about this guy somewhere, like his other videos, if there's anything out there. To try to get out from under how I'm feeling about him, because
I got a nice butt.
I really feel awful about this guy. Like, oof.
But what separates him?
I don't know. I don't know. It's a feeling I have. It's you know what? From who? Who are you gonna separate it from?
Do you remember the guy that was like, "Why are women? All women are stupid idiot." Like, remember that guy, the caveman looking motherfucker.
We had a few of those. A few of those guys.
Just generally angry at women.
Yeah, dude. Angry at women. I get misogynist. Mm. It's a kind of a clean, separate category, and we all don't like those guys, and they hate women because they've been shit on, and they can't get what they want. So, this guy is. Think about what he has said. First of all, he didn't show his eyes. Creepy. He has a weird ass grin about these things that looks sinister. I'm reacting powerfully to that grin he puts on the end of everything. And he's essentially saying, why can't I do what hot chicks do? And at the same time, harshly judging these Instagram models for what they do. It's very, very
crazy.
Very weird. I'm hoping he's just sort of ignorant and kind of thought he was being funny. But my fear is something sinister about this dude.
He's kind of in his own world.
He is. I don't. Like. Sinister is not cool. This is a sinister dude.
You think so, this guy? Hurt,
that's why I want to see more
women.
I thought the smiles and the weird facial.
Look at me the last minute, 30 seconds. Again, now look at it through my prism and think about how he makes you feel. Look at that. Look at that fucking dude.
Yeah. See, I thought drugs was fucking with his mouth.
Mm-mm,
no.
Mm-mm.
Because yeah, his mouth is weird.
Girls are weird putting things. Their butts
look at that.
And their privates out there. I mean, look. You got. Women showing them breastfeeding their kids and stuff. That's crazy.
There's weird glee and delight in taking judgment on other people. And it's just, that's what I want to see more. I want to get away. I don't want to feel like this about this guy. So I'm hoping he has some other stuff up that we can find so I don't feel so bad about him. But
you can show your butt cheeks.
I don't like that. All right, give me a cool guy. Don't show me your butt cheeks. Put that on a loop. And show me an actual cool guy so I can feel sad again instead of creeped out.
Yeah. So here's a cool guy that has sent a video instead of a text message.
Intrigued. Uh-oh.
Listen, baby, you have the prettiest fucking mouth and eyes I've ever seen.
Okay.
Like, unbelievable.
Okay.
Like, super fucking sexy.
Okay. This dude hurts women.
Uh-oh. What was that?
Guitar. Just so you know, you could play Wonderwall.
I want to talk to you before you go to bed. Be a good girl for me, okay?
I'm okay with that guy.
Why?
He's just desperate.
Why are you okay with
this
guy?
He's desperate. He's sad. He's desperate.
Maybe if you had some more context on this.
He's hoping for groupies when he gets to... Uh-oh, what's this?
That's what their DMs look like, where he leads off with, hey, babe, baby, right?
Yeah, but, you know, it's more my zone. Hey, the door isn't open today. I can't hear your laugh. See?
It definitely is open.
It's open.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. It is. You know what it is? You know? No. The lights have made that area so dark. I can't see what that is. So that's fine. Because when I sat over here, when we have guests, the light is not as direct on my eyes.
You have the prettiest fucking mouth and eyes I've ever seen.
This guy reminds me of every musician I've known that learns to play the guitar to meet girls. This is that guy.
By the way, when you couldn't see before, you were confused, right? Like you,
yes.
You thought something was,
yes.
Was not there. And
yes.
Your whole, like, it's just, there was something that wasn't real.
Yes.
That you just, you know, you needed to make it correct.
What
did you do in order to, like, to realize that the door was actually open? It's actually okay. The world is exactly what you thought it was.
First, I believed Nadav when he said, yes, it is. And so I went back and refocused.
Yes.
And lo and behold, there it is.
Yes. You refocused.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And what's your point?
You willed it to exist.
No.
No, I didn't open the door. I didn't open
you
the door.
It's already the way.
Let me tell you the difference.
Exactly. The door is already open. You are already skinny. You are already amazing. You just need to see it.
None of this makes sense.
Refocus.
And you're saying this doesn't need therapy.
No,
needs therapy.
That you know what he needs to do? You know these affirmation tapes and things? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You should do
enough,
them.
You're smart
and I'm
enough.
Not kidding. I'm really not kidding.
Yeah.
Because of your certitude, it's a little contagious and it would help other people, I think.
But see, this is exactly what I'm talking about, though. Like, that guy that did that show, that's that type of shit that he says. Because he's so...
Yeah, but he's not you. He's full of shit.
So of course he's not fucking... But I'm saying, like... But it's the same principle that, like, I am in control of my life, so he encourages others to be in control of theirs, and people will go to see that, no matter what. People
I
believe what the fuck I just said about opening the damn door. People will believe it.
100%. Yeah, but you have some what's the word? There's some coaching that you're doing here that I think is legitimate and would help people around focus and attention. And I would urge you to stay away from will so much because will's it's a funny territory to be in. But in terms of paying attention and, you know, being clear and creating your world, that's persuasion hypnosis 101. It's really what it is, and that's why hypnotists seem so confident that they have this part of what they have to do to make people hypnotic. And I'm not telling you to hypnotize people. I'm saying that you, what's a better word than coaching? Guiding, affirming, you know, people. I think it would have real purpose. I think it would have meaning. I think we're gonna create some tapes for the Annie series or something.
Yeah, Annie the life coach.
No, not life coaching. It's just
you can be anything.
Yeah, it's just affirmation. I know this sounds ridiculous, but I think people need more of that these days, don't they? You would agree with me.
Like,
I think they need
to
have focus.
I think
focus and I don't want to say, see, words like control and willpower I think are not quite right, but being in command of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I think there's something very important in that. So Thank you, Annie. We'll see if we can produce some tape or something later. You've got a whole team here now. We can. I'm going to get Chad on this right away. He's not busy enough.
Yeah, he's a little too busy for that.
All right, listen. We're going to get in Sex and Love Addiction next time. This has been a fun romp through Cool Guys. And again, we learn more about Annie every time I probe, every time. And these guys, you see how they are? They want him to see a gastroenterologist. They want him to see a therapist. And by the way, you know, we live in a world when people are a little critical about people overutilizing. At the same time as we need lots of mental health services in this country, people go, oh, you're going to see a therapist for everything. You're right. You don't need to see a therapist for everything. You don't. We need to get our shit together a little bit in this country and the world today. And I think the rational revolution is upon us. And I think part of that is being focused. I like the attentional piece of this. And people don't appreciate how much attention is sort of the first step in a lot of things. So we'll leave you with that thought. Again, store.ymhstudios.com for the merch. Gmail, drdrewafterdark@gmail.com. 818-253-1693 for more VOs, more lady. What do we call that? Lady topics? Lady? You took it off the board here. What'd you call it? Lady?
It was lady questions.
Lady questions.
But any type of question you have, you know?
Send them in. We like it. And really, broaden out anything you want. If you can think of it, I can answer it. And we'll see you next time.
All conversations and information exchanged during participation of the Dr. Drew After Dark podcast or interaction on the DrDrew.com website is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. Do not confuse this with treatment or physician medical advice or direction per se. You must always follow your medical professional's advice and direction. Nothing on these podcasts or posted on this site supplements or supersedes the relationship and direction of your medical caretakers. Please understand, I am not playing the role of physician in this environment per se. I'm educating. I am a licensed physician with specialty boards in American Board of Internal Medicine and American Board of Addiction Medicine.